tonight, we have a very special guest. Please welcome my friend Donovan. Donovan, it's great to have you back in the Basement Record Library.
Well, thank you. I remember this library, and I got this great inclination when I was here last to have poked my nose and my ears into a few of your records. And while I'm here, maybe you could point me, after our interview, to a few of your rarities. You must have some extraordinary things here.
Well, this is I've picked up a few records over the years.
Yeah, I can see.
Yeah.
Yeah, and vinyl is not dead. It's returning. Even I've got a vinyl out, a remake vinyl of Sunshine Superman. And all I need is a record player.
Well, yeah. So Donovan, 40 years in the business, and you're celebrating with an autobiography and a beautiful box set.
Yeah, it's exciting, especially the box set. And there's a certain amount of experiences accumulated over my career where I can now actually let Sony Legacy come up with the selection and the photographs. Of course, my archive is very extensive, like your own, and I pass my archive to a guy called Bob Irwin. Have you ever heard of Bob?
Sure, he masters all the Sony Legacy
stuff.
Yeah,
he's a Sundazed is his company, yeah. And when I heard that he was the premier compiler of many an extraordinary package, I felt really comfortable. And then I was convinced totally when he turned to me on the telephone and said, "By the way, I've just phoned EMI, Abbey Road, in London, and they've sent me all the masters." And I went, "Wow. I mean, you mean they took them out the basement and sent them to you in New York, Bob?" They said, "Yeah." I said, "You're the man for me." Because we used the first generation recording. So I was very happy with that. The box set, Sony Legacy, accompanied by the book, and then a small tour beginning this year in San Francisco. I remember you and I met last year when I launched my Beat Cafe Cult project, and the first city would have to be San Francisco, and the first interview would have to be you and me, and that little Beat Cafe that I took over, which is called the Café du Nord in San Francisco. And now here I am, starting off the 40th without much planning or arrangement on anybody's behalf. I'm starting again in San Francisco.
I loved that Beat Café record.
Thank you.
Would you tell us a little bit about it?
You know, I wanted to let everybody know that as the 40th approached, I could still make a new record. It's a strange thing once you've got an enormous amount of history behind you, and especially 60s hits. Every time you make a new record, it will get compared to your early material. No question. So, Beat Cafe was an interesting exploration of what happened before the 60s. Where did our Bohemia come from? Out of the Beat Cafes and rhythm and blues dives, in the art schools of England, where I came from, and grew up in my teens. And so exploring it, the producer, John Chalew, called Danny Thompson, who was my old sidekick on concert bass and the premier, I think, concert bassist in the world, played on 5,000 records.
Including a lot of your old hits.
And including a lot of my old hits, and a name from the 60s that comes up a lot, Nick Drake. Danny was there for him. Marianne Faithfull, Danny was there for her. And so he was always there and still is, supporting extraordinary artists. He'll be there. Everybody wants his sound. So John Chalew was just completed the Blind Boys of Alabama second album with Danny. Grammy Award winning things were starting to happen. And Chalew, being a roots man himself, who loves Richard Thompson and the Topic record group in London that recorded quite a lot of the real vanguard record style, you know, the folk blues of Britain. John Chalew said, "What happens if you and Danny get together and you do that drone thing that you do? It's a kind of a chant. I play a guitar, maybe in a tuning, and Danny plays this extraordinary Victorian bass of his." And that's how it started, Joel, actually. It was just a sound we were making.
If I was your lover, I'd take you to the sky. If you are feeling low, I will make you high. Let me be your lover, baby. I will be your beau. I can take you anywhere that you want to go.
Let's do it again.
If I was your lover, I'd take you to the sea. Drown you in kisses like you wanna be. Let me be your lover, my mermaid on the sand. We can be in ecstasy, let me hold your hand. Jesus, afloat in space, that space between us. Afloat in space, that space between us.
Let me come in.
If I was your lover, I'd take you to the sky. If you are feeling low, I will make you high. Let me be your lover, baby. I will be your beau. I can take you anywhere that you wanna go. Jesus, I float in space, that space between us. I float in space, that space between us. I float in space, that space between us. I float in space, that space. I float in space, that space.
The Love Floats. I like that track.
Is that a little bit of Buddhism there, that Love Floats?
Love Floats. The floating world. There is a description, isn't there, of... it's called The Floating World. It's a description of a certain calligraphy or a certain Japanese imagery that the painting is floating. I think I took it from there. Yeah. It'd be Buddhist, yeah.
Do you have any idea how many records you've made?
My goodness, I thought I got it to about 27, and maybe more with certain compilations and different combinations and live. Live, you put live aside, because it's like loads of live that is in an archive. But the one particular was that Donovan in concert, and that was The Live, and then there's a Japanese one. So 27 about, Joel, yeah.
Well, you know, we've got a lot of great Donovan records here. I mean, is this a beautiful copy of your first album or what?
My goodness, what's been did and what's been hid? And when it hit America with On Hickory, they changed the title to Catch the Wind, which made a lot of sense.
That was the hit single.
Because the hit single, yeah.
And then Fairy Tale, your second one.
My goodness, you have. Have these been in your collection, or have you had somebody hunt them up in the last few years?
I acquired these from a woman who gave me her entire record collection, having gone to CD, and she had lived in England in the mid-60s.
And these
just precious, pristine.
Yeah, these
English
are the English
pressings.
Copies, and this is Fairy Tale. And of course, this is, it's too easy to generalize, you know, the folk period of 1965. Because even on these two records, especially Fairy Tale, I can hear myself expanding and flexing my musical muscles to encompass jazz, of course, on Sonny Good Street.
On the firefly platform on Sunny Good Street, a violent hash smoker shook a chocolate machine, involved in an eating scene, smashing into neon streets in their stoneness, smearing their eyes on the crazy colored goddess, listening to sounds of Mingus, mellow, fantastic. My, this sigh. My, this sigh. In dollhouse rooms with colored lights swinging, strange music boxes sadly tinkling, drinking the sun shining all around you. My, this side. My, this side. The magician, he sparkles in satin and velvet. You gaze at his splendor with eyes you've not used yet. I tell you his name is love, love, love. My, this side. My, this side. My,
there's a group of us, every Friday, go up to London to score a little bit of hash in a pub called Finch's, and it was near Good Street, and you get off, hitchhike up, get on the tube, the underground, the metro, what do you call it, the subway. And get on the subway and then get off at the station called Good Street. And then once you've picked up your little bit of hash, go back to your provincial town, your local bohemian town, and which ours was St. Albans. And on that platform, while you waited for the train, often there was another young teenage art student of some kind, who'd also picked up a little, and was waiting for his train, and he'd had a smoke and got the munchies. And he's trying to get chocolate out of this machine on the platform. So these lyrics entered this song, but more than just getting high, the lyric to me, when I was doing my book and looking back and playing a lot of Beatles and playing comparable records of my contemporary friends that I was going to be part of soon after this, I saw that the lyric of Sunny Good Street, it kind of preambles and it prefaces and it introduces the alternative society that's going to be sung about in songs from now on. And so it's a bit of a first for me, also musically, Sunny Good Street.
Violent hash smoker.
A violent hash smoker shook a chocolate machine involved in an eating scene. Oh, and on the back of Fairy Tale, there's an extension of the photograph, and there's Paul, and there's John. Yeah, John. we hitchhiked about a bit, John and I. Gypsy's not on here.
This is Joel Selvin. Tonight, my guest is Donovan. We'll be back with more.